Reigning in Light, Intentions. Intentions, our purpose, our aim, our objective, our goal, our target, our plan, our idea, our end game. We do things for both reasons and sometimes for no reason at all. Intentions are what we mean to do or what we mean to say. And with intentions, it doesn't matter if we pull it off or not, or if it's a successful, executed plan. Intentions. We make plans throughout our day, and sometimes we think about how the plan will be carried out and how it will be received, and sometimes we don't think any further than the plan itself. And sometimes this is what creates a situation that was not intended. Intentions. There's something to be said about thinking before we act. This may take practice and just the same as all other pieces and points of our life. We must breathe. Intentional breathing is what calms our nervous system. When we breathe with intention, we help to reduce our stress levels. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. As we breathe in, we can count to five. And as we breathe out, let's do the same. Breathe in and out. We are bringing a peace of mind to ourselves. We are allowing our mind, body, and spirit to work together as one. Just 2 minutes of this breathing each day can help to maintain our physiological presence. This is the total, overall systems of our body. Deep breath in, slow breath out. We will allow our breathing to regulate our emotions. With every inhale and exhale, feel all that we are feeling. Allow our breathing to soothe the aches. Allow our breathing to cool the hot spots. Allow our breathing to relax any tension in our face, our neck, or our shoulders. Our intentions are to feel empowered here and through our own sources. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We are aware of the effects of our breathing in this moment. We are present in this moment. This is our moment of healing from within. Through this, we become better for our loved ones, even if only spiritually. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Here we are closer to all things divine and far away from all that is not. Intentions, we can set the tone for our day. And even when wisely knowing that the best laid plans often go astray. That is, no matter how cautious we are, things can still go not according to how we planned it with the universe. The best way to move through any of this is with acceptance, and be reminded that acceptance doesn't mean we're okay with the happenings. It simply means that we plan or intend to continue to allow ourselves to grow. If we can breathe with intention, we can do other things with intentions as well. This is being conscious and fully aware. It is making a choice to match our words with our thoughts and bringing it all forth through our behavior and action. Consider choosing love or choosing to hate. Either is first a goal, and then we may think about how we'll carry it out, including what we'll say, if anything at all. And then we may show what's intended by our behavior to either love or hate. If we choose to love, we will do so well and without ever having to say, "My intent was never to hurt you." intention to love or intention to do anything is being deliberate. If we love intentionally, we believe that the loved one is worth it, and we're planning to focus on them. All of this can be true for hate, and while love can positively impact us physiologically, and perhaps because of the chemicals released by our brain and through our body, like oxytocin and dopamine, the pleasure chemicals, hate can destroy us, and because it is an extreme and dangerous emotion, it raises our stress levels and negatively impacts not only our nervous system, but also our immune system and our body. Our bodies suffer because of hate, even though that may not be the intent. The intent behind love is to thrive. The intent behind hate is to suffer. In our life, we must remember that we will be judged and remembered for our actions and not necessarily our intentions, which is why it is essential to follow through precisely with our goal, and hopefully it is one associated by not only making ourselves better, but by helping to make others better along the way. Intentions are nothing without meaningful action. We can fall short when others have been hurt by our words or not well thought out actions. Far too many times we've heard folks say, "My intent was not to hurt anyone," or even better, "My intent was not to offend anyone." When comments like these are used, we know that there is something to be said about intentions. There's an old saying, and for the sake of everyone's comfort, we'll exchange a word. The saying goes, "The road to nowhere is paved with good intentions." This is all about what we intend to do rather than what we will do or have done. Intentions are what we want to do at some point in time. We then need to plan the details of how we will carry it out. And lastly, we need to act. Intention is a turning point of many things, and no matter which direction it goes to, considering direction, intentions can be like our GPS, or a guide into something, or towards something, or even from something. This is if we're acting with intentions, and sometimes even if we aren't acting with intent, but just intending to be. Of all this talk about intentions, both the good and the not so, could the change that we need in our lives be the deliberate setting of intentions for our day and for our lives? As with all things, we are learning that we cannot go wrong if we align it all with our values. First, state, and perhaps just to ourselves, clear intentions, being sure they are both simple and positive and without self-doubt. Believe that we can set out to do exactly what we intend to. And so as we pave our path on our own road, it will be where intentions are met. Intentions are a start, and quite possibly of something great, if we follow through. Follow through with reigning in light.